Hi everyone, I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 89. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we've got a super duper jam-packed show lined up for you. We're chatting about the best times to post on social media according to research, LinkedIn's brand new video offering for businesses, Giphy is back, and more.
So many great things to talk about this week and to share in the world of social media. As always, I'm personally pretty excited about the LinkedIn changes. It's one of my favorite social networks, and Giphy being back. I mean, we were pretty upset that it was gone. So lots to share with you today. Should be a great episode.
Let's kick things off.
Before we dive into the show today, we wanted to just quickly take a second to celebrate a huge milestone for us here at Buffer. This is a first for us and our team, and we're all really excited.
Haley and I could not be more excited to share that the Buffer mobile app has been nominated for a Webby Award.
Woo! Yay!
The Webbies are a leading international award honoring excellence on the internet, and so this is really an incredible honor for us.
And not only that, the Buffer app is in the top 10% of the thousands of Webby entries this year. So this is a huge shout out to our mobile team for their incredible work on our app. And of course, to you, our app users, who make all of this possible.
If you'd like to check out what all the hype is about, Buffer is available on both iOS and Android. And we'd love to hear what you think.
There's always an inherent risk in best times to post reports. The most obvious risk being that generic best times don't relate to your specific audience and their habits. The only true way to know what best times are for you to post is to study your own analytics, test different post times, and then study again until you find out what works.
Absolutely true. But that being said, there's still a ton of value in using generic best times as a guide, particularly as a place to start your experiments. This is relevant when starting out or if you're looking to experiment with growing your social media following and engagement, like we've been doing for the past couple of years. Post timing is still extremely relevant today, even with social media algorithms being what they are.
Yes, absolutely. So our friends over at CoSchedule collected research from more than 23 insightful studies conducted on the best times to post across various social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. So here's what they found.
First, the fun fact. Did you know that 80% of the US population is in the central and eastern time zones? Did you know that, Haley?
I didn't, but you know what? It makes sense. It makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So in theory, the central or eastern time zones would be the best time to base your posting schedule around for a US-based audience.
Exactly. All right, so for Facebook, research shows that the best times to post are 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. Eastern time. So keep in mind, this is for a US audience, so those times would translate around the world.
Then the best days to post on Facebook are Saturday and Sunday, followed by Thursday and Friday. I can personally attest to this one on the Buffer side of things. Whenever we have a big post or video or whatever we want to share to reach the most people on Facebook, I do post those on Saturday or Sunday morning, believe it or not.
Weekend Facebookers, I would be really interested to hear if our audience has experienced similar results here. So feel free to send us a tweet, hashtag Buffer Podcast. Let us know if this is something that you experience as well. And I mean, no one wants to be posting to Facebook on the weekends, right? So I guess that's why it's important to use some sort of scheduling tool.
Hey, there we go.
All right, last note on Facebook. They found that on Friday, people are generally happier. So that's not a huge surprise, but that means save some fun content for Friday, and it's a great way to increase engagement.
I don't know about you, but I'm definitely happier on Fridays.
Yeah, that's over on, a fact.
Yeah. Over on Twitter, research shows that the best times to post are 12 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. So four time slots for you there, and a lot of great options to get your content out. Interestingly, they found that B2B content performs 16% better on the weekdays, and B2C content performs 17% better on the weekends.
That makes total sense. It's a great takeaway to really consider when you're posting. Another fun thing that they found was that the top performing B2B content happened on Wednesdays around noon, and then again on Wednesday between 5 and 6 p.m. So in other words, when people were on their lunch break or after work in the middle of the week.
Yeah, you know, thinking about my own Twitter uses, that's exactly when I'm on Twitter. So nailed it. And, you know, even looking at some of the buffer data, those data points do hold true. Our top performing B2B content usually happens on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And then our more fun B2C content works really well on the weekends.
So how about Instagram? Well, the research shows that the best times to post are 2 a.m., which is really early, between 8 and 9 a.m. and then 8 p.m. And the best days are Mondays and Thursdays. And I have so many thoughts about this. The first one is I'm really grateful that we can now automatically post photos to Instagram because yep. I'm not staying up at 2 a.m. just to get more likes.
No, absolutely. But you have to remember that these are East Coast time. So that's actually 11 p.m. Pacific. And I don't know if that matters at all, but yeah. Still not staying up till 2 a.m.
Yeah, no, for us, that's midnight. We're in the middle of the country.
Yes, good point, good point. But yeah, this one was super interesting because essentially the best times to post are late at night or early in the mornings, aka when people aren't at work. And also, I think there's less competition at these times as well when brands are trying to get their content out. So, you know, when brands are at work, when their employees are at work, they're trying to post a bunch of content and then, you know, less competition off hours, so.
One other thing the research showed was that videos on Instagram get 34% more engagement than photos, which doesn't necessarily surprise me. I've seen a lot more video content on the platform, and I do enjoy it, and we always talk about how great videos are.
All right, so how about LinkedIn? According to research, the best times to post on LinkedIn are between 7 and 8 a.m. at 12 p.m. or between 5 and 6 p.m. So unsurprisingly, opposite of Instagram, LinkedIn works best during work hours.
Yeah, no surprise there either. And the best days to post on LinkedIn are Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. So middle of the week when everyone is on LinkedIn at work.
And yeah, this probably goes without saying, but I would recommend avoiding posting to LinkedIn on the weekends, at least for now until the platform really grows. We've experimented with content on the weekends and it really just doesn't perform that well.
All right, last but not least, Pinterest. So best times to post on Pinterest are 2 p.m., 9 p.m., and 2 a.m., with the best times to post on Pinterest are 2 p.m., 9 p.m., and 2 a.m., with the best days being Saturday and Sunday.
There's that 2 a.m. number again.
Yeah, I feel
Is there something happening at 2 a.m. that we don't know about?
People can't sleep and they're on social media, but it's always right at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's like that's the hour that people can't sleep. So we've also discovered a scientific fact about sleeping in this episode, which is fantastic. Yeah, and then also, you know, talking about the best days being Saturday and Sunday, people are typically on Pinterest looking for fun stuff, you know, more on the weekend than they are during the week, recipes, fashion, that sort of thing. One cool thing that they found in their studies was content also performed better on Pinterest if you posted about top Pinterest topics for the day. For example, posting about travel on Saturdays or food on Sundays. So quite a few nifty little tricks there.
Big news on the LinkedIn front. This one sort of went under the radar, especially since we talked about it a while back on the show, but LinkedIn has officially released both native video for business pages and video ads on their platform. This is a huge move for them.
Gosh, it really is. And it seems like every time I turn around, LinkedIn is getting better and better. And it's also offering a safe haven for businesses away from Facebook, which I think is awesome. So that first part, like you talked about, Haley, is pretty straightforward. Business/company pages can now upload video directly to the LinkedIn platform, which is awesome in itself. But video for sponsored content, as they're calling it, is now also available for marketers. Video ads can be placed in the LinkedIn newsfeed as a standalone post. They even have call to action buttons, which is great. So lots of opportunity for businesses to reach new people and capture leads. To me, this is a massive step up for LinkedIn in becoming a legit player in the social media B2B and B2C space.
100% agree. So sponsored video content can be targeted by user demographics like job title, seniority, company name, industry skills, and so much more. In terms of analytics, performance can be measured with insights like who's watching the ads, who's engaging with the ads, and who's converting. And then businesses can also see breakdowns of the number of leads, signups, website visits, and other actions generated by video for sponsored content. So there's all sorts of good stuff in there.
Up next, Giphy is back, and I'm loving it. Even though, is that a McDonald's saying?
That is, you just sounded like a rapper and McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. On a previous episode, we mentioned that Giphy was temporarily disabled from Instagram stories and Snapchat because of a racial slur GIF that appeared publicly. It wasn't good. But we're super happy to announce that they are back. And Haley, I have to say that I did miss the GIF feature within stories.
I didn't even get a chance to try it out. That's how quickly it was there and gone. So I can't wait. I'm very excited. Giphy has apologized, fixed the bug that let the GIF slip through, and reviewed its GIF sticker library 4 times in an effort to guarantee that offensive content won't end up in apps that embed it. So as you might know, the stickers library on Giphy is what powers what you see on Instagram and Snapchat. And they are sure that there will not be offensive content on there now.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there won't be. And I think this is a perfect time to quickly mention how important GIFs have been in our own social media growth and engagement over the past few years. I did a quick analysis of our last 30 GIFs posted on Twitter, and they outperform traditional link and text updates by 30% or more.
That's awesome. Our own buffer data here for you. And what's also cool about GIFs is that it's video information in a smaller format than autoplays. And what I mean by that is that a lot of people are on their phones when using social media. So sometimes it takes a lot of bandwidth to download a video on mobile. GIFs, on the other hand, are a much smaller file size and they autoplay. So you're capturing the attention of so many more people who maybe wouldn't have watched your video.
Totally. And actually, this whole incident sparked an idea on our marketing team recently. So what we're thinking about doing is first creating a ton of fun GIFs and then adding them to our brand channel, which, by the way, super fun tip. Did you know that you can actually create a branded Giphy channel? Highly recommend doing it if you haven't done so already. Anyways, we're then going to team up with another brand and create some stickers that people can use on Instagram stories and Snapchat. I'm super excited about it.
I can't wait to see. And we should link to our brand channel in the show notes because there's some really fun GIFs of our team on there.
Yes, definitely. We'll do.
Awesome. Yeah. For brand channels, I mean, I've seen a few people do that. Gary V comes to mind. He has something like 300 plus GIFs and stickers on his account. BuzzFeed does a great job there. I always end up sharing their GIFs somehow. They have around 350 GIFs on their Giphy channel that have been viewed more than 260 million times. So I guess the point is, Giphy is a marketing channel that not a lot of people talk about, but is a huge niche opportunity.
This just might be one of my favorite episodes yet, Haley. So much great stuff to try and check out this week on social media.
I loved it. This was great. And we've got one more fun announcement for you. We are releasing a brand new podcast logo in the coming week, but we need your help because we have two. And so check out our social media profiles and help us vote for your favorites.
Yes, yes, yes. We would love to hear what you think. Also, keep an eye out in your feed for a brand new look from us. If you don't get a chance to check out the new logos, you know, we figured it's time for something fresh.
As always, feel free to reach out anytime using hashtag BufferPodcast on Twitter or shoot us an email to hello@buffer.com. We really appreciate your reviews on iTunes as well, so those really help grow our show.
Have a great week, everyone, and we'll chat next Monday.